Morning Ireland at 8 minutes to nine, and ABC News in the States has recorded the first interview with actor Alec Baldwin since the shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of his film Rust last October. And in the interview, the actor and producer claimed he didn't pull the trigger of the gun that fired the fatal shot. Here's the promo clip from the interview released by ABC.
You described it as a one in a trillion shot, and the gun was in your hand. How do you come to terms with that? It wasn't in the script for the trigger to be pulled.
Well, the trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
So you never pulled the trigger?
No. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them, never.
What did you think happened? How did a real bullet get on that set?
I have no idea. Someone put a live bullet in a gun, a bullet that wasn't even supposed to be on the property.
Well, interviewer George Stephanopoulos, who you heard with Alec Baldwin there, he says it's one of the most raw and intense interviews he's done. CBS correspondent Steve Futterman in California has been telling me more.
We don't really know. We've just gotten a snippet of what this interview is. The full interview is going to be airing later on Thursday night here in the U.S. on ABC. But the snippet they put out is quite an intriguing clip where Alec Baldwin basically says he didn't pull the trigger. This goes against basically everything we have been led to believe from the start. We knew there was an accidental shooting, and I think the way it's been presented before or portrayed was that we all got the impression that it was Alec Baldwin who pulled the trigger. He's saying, no, he did not pull the trigger. So we'll have to see where this leads right now.
Yes, because despite what Alec Baldwin says, the understanding was that this was, you know, a rehearsal for a shot where a gun was being pointed straight down a lens. And unfortunately, there was a live bullet in that gun.
Exactly. Now, listen, I am sure Alec Baldwin has an attorney who has told him what to say and what not to say. He is still under investigation. I'm not trying to suggest he is the target of the investigation, but he's part of this investigation. And listen, I think anyone who was on that set potentially faces some type major or minor legal liability. So he, I'm sure, spoke to his attorney before. He is saying this with the knowledge of his attorney, and he's just flat out denying that he did it. Again, this goes against the impression I think all of us got from the start when the accident took place. I think we were all led to believe that it was Alec Baldwin who fired the shot, again, albeit accidentally, but he fired it.
Mm-hmm. There's an ongoing police investigation. What's known about that and that key question, how live ammunition got onto that set and into that gun?
Well, that's one of the main questions they're trying to answer. The investigation continues. New Mexico authorities were not commenting yesterday when the report first came out about the Alec Baldwin comments. They are saying very little. We get most of the information when they have to file a court briefing, a court document. We get some indication of where this investigation is going. They want to know, first of all, how any live ammunition even got onto the set. They want to know who was responsible for handling it, who was responsible for maintaining it. Now, Alec Baldwin, in addition to starring in the film, was one of the producers in the film. Might he have liability there? We just don't know.
Yes, and there's going to be a very close focus, isn't there, on the standards of production, the budgeting, the pressure that workers were under, and the health and safety standards that were being applied.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I do believe you're going to see, and maybe are already seeing, major changes on Hollywood sets where you have these type of scenes being shot. Now, we should point out that there was some controversy about who was on the set. Were these union personnel? Were these personnel that were hired who were non-union, who were hired because they were less expensive to pay? So there are a number of questions that are going to emerge. But I do think Hollywood, the production companies, the studios are going to have a major moment where they have to examine how you do a scene like this when you have a gun with either live ammunition or dummy ammunition.
And that was Steve Futterman in California, and ABC will air that interview with Alec Baldwin tonight.